1,876 days. Welcome to the Drive the Green podcast, episode number 31. I'm your host, Maddie B., joined once again by Bronell and Harv. Tiger Woods is back in the winner's circle. It has been 1,876 days since his last victory on the PGA Tour, and he's back, baby.
I gotta admit, he's officially back now. I said he needed to win one.
Not only is he back, like, that was vintage Tiger Woods. Like, everything from the year 2000, other than the metal spikes, it was the same guy.
Yeah. It was the greatest. It's just the feeling brought back so many old feelings of watching that guy just dominate. Sure, he only ended up winning by two, but it was over.
Like, oh, yeah.
Tiger Woods used to never, it's been this thing where he never birdies one, and just the way that Saturday and Sunday he went out and birdie one and just like told everyone to just don't even bother anymore. Yeah. It was so great, and you see all the like the crowds and everything like that. It's just every fringe fan was back.
Those crowds were just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like that before.
And I know obviously it's not a major.
Correct.
But at the same time, like, the crowds they got, the viewership they got on TV, everyone, like, all of the fringe fans are back.
And what was weird, brought everyone back. Is, like, Sunday, there's only 30 guys there, so it's a condensed tee-off sheet. Mm-hmm. But, like, when Phil was out there, if you're watching the morning stuff on, like, Golf Channel, there was nobody watching him. Nobody. At all. Like, everyone was already lined up. Waiting for Tiger.
And that was the thing, too, is these guys were out, and some of them were on, like, 14 and 15. Everyone just left them to go to hole one, just to wait to get a good spot. And then people are maybe one or two holes ahead because they watched Tiger on one, and you couldn't get a spot on two or three, so you had to go to four.
And, like, this isn't first pairing off Stephen Bowditch and Smiley Kaufman playing the final round. Yeah. This is Phil Mickelson, Bubba Watson... Yeah. Brooks Koepka, Patrick Reed. I mean, they're not likable, but they're still...
19 of the top 20 players in the world were in this tournament.
Yeah.
And no one's watching. No one gives two shits about them.
Well, they were... Phil was like 27 strokes back at one point.
Yeah, the best. On the Ryder Cup. Yeah. On the Ryder Cup.
But also that triple-decker stadium seating, like that might rival...
Waste Management?
Yeah. Yeah, like that might be cooler to sit in that thing.
Yeah.
It was just like the whole time you're watching him and club twirls everywhere, his strength everywhere, his iron play was unbelievable. The putter was working.
He was actually hitting fairways with his driver once in a while.
Yeah. It's just...
Oh, man, he was great off the tee.
Yeah.
And you... Now we get into the point where I'm just curious if he can sustain it, because I think he can. And all these guys that he came out and said it today, everyone was jokingly telling, you know, I want to see Tiger in his prime. I want to see what it's all about. He's like, all right, here you go.
Yeah. What did David Duval say?
Destroy you.
The hell you do or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
David Duval was reading that. Yeah. He's just like, you do not want to see him in his prime.
Well, I'm wondering, like, Rose stunk on Sunday. Rory stunk on Sunday. Like, everyone who was up there kind of fell backwards. Like, was it the Tiger effect again? Like.
Yeah, you don't know.
Well, it is.
And it's
definitely is.
It'll be big now to see if he can reel off three or four wins next year or a major, just to see if it's a thing. Or even in the Ryder Cup, I mean, he's been pretty damn good over his career in Ryder Cups too.
Not bad.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see if he can carry it in, or everyone can, you know, rally behind him going into this week.
Kind of think he's starting to get a little bit tired. I mean, he hasn't played this much golf.
He'll be taking a big old break
forever.
After this week.
He probably won't play a tournament until...
The Hero Challenge in December.
Hero, and then he'll probably wait until March. Yeah. He'll play a couple because he's got to warm up, because now the Players is in March.
Yeah.
So everyone will move up their schedules.
Play, right? And he'll be...
It's
just... But I mean, like, just the way he was hitting, like, 5 irons, pin high, 4 irons, pin high. Everything was pin high or just below the hole. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
A feeling like no other. To steal a quote from the Masters. A tradition like no other.
Yeah.
I'm stealing it, but changing the words, okay?
Yeah. But, man, back to those crowds. Like, I've never seen... I still can't believe it.
The crowd behind him on 18?
Yes.
Like, that doesn't even make sense that there was that many people there.
Allowed that to happen.
I know, well.
I think it was just like the moment caught up to them, and they were just like, there are so many people here. What do we do with them all? Yeah. They're going to probably bust through the ropes anyway. Let's just let them go. Did you see that guy doing sandcast or snow angels in the sand trap?
Like, unbelievable.
Everyone,
I think Tiger's caddy was kind of telling the security just to kind of let him come, but obviously don't get him too close.
But. Yeah, it was almost at times there as he was walking up, they were getting ahead of him and almost like surrounding him, and they had to, you know, part the sea.
Yeah.
What I thought was weird is that he's displayed that little PDA there, like in all his wins before, like, yeah, he hugged his dad, yeah, he hugged his mom, but I don't think Elon ever got a kiss.
Just a little PDA, hey?
Just don't
think I know what song we're playing later.
Don't mention Scott Hellman to me ever again. PDA is the worst song in history.
Actually played on the golf course for us tonight when we were listening to some tunes.
Yeah, he just straight up kissed her. Dropped an L-bomb too on national television.
Yeah, he did. Weird. Yeah,
he was... He was an emotional guy. He almost cried.
He's changed. He's changed a little bit, but on, you know, from tee off to 18, he's still same old Tiger. He might be a little bit different off the course. Maybe more of like a guy's guy.
Yeah.
Boys club guy now. A little bit more, but
the fact that all those guys waited for him after shows that he's a little bit different. Like back in the early days, like Phil wasn't waiting around for him. Duval wasn't waiting around for him.
No.
Davis Love,
they were
all
jealous
guys.
As hell.
Yeah, they were jealous. And all of these guys, like, he's been a vice captain on the Ryder Cup teams, the President's Cup teams, so they all kind of got to see, like, fun Tiger who doesn't have to put on his game face.
Yeah.
And then now they're just like, this guy's scary, but they're also at the same time, like,
well, it's just
I'm glad he's on
too.
Our team. Respect, yeah. Did you see Bryson was wearing the Beat Europe shirt when he congratulated him?
Oh, nice.
They were all there. And he's wearing the Beat Europe shirt.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Fanboy Ricky was there just waiting.
even Bill.
Yeah.
Bill stuck around.
Yeah, he did. Who was it? Kuchar wasn't even playing in the tournament and he was there?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all probably flying out of Atlanta, so.
Yeah, they all flew together from there, so they were all there anyway. But yeah, it was just incredible to see. But now you wonder, okay, they'll do the Ryder Cup. But then getting into next year, if he starts beating these kids, if they still have they might just have the fear. You got to remember, too, he's 42 and these guys are 24, 25 years old.
Yeah.
He's like a dad. And when this guy's beating you, this old man's beating you, then you start to get more frustrated and it might even hurt them even more.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll find out.
So is it the greatest comeback of all time?
Well, funny you should mention that. When it first happened, caught up in the moment, I, like many other people, this is the greatest comeback of all time. This guy, they said it on the telecast many times. No one breaks down and rebuilds their swing. No one does it. He's done it like three different times. Just the fact to show that he's got that much skill. Mm-hmm. He's broke down his body, his entire swing.
Oh, he's broken
like
down
that.
His body, all right.
Yeah. So I was just like, this is unbelievable. This is the great... I think him as a figure played into it a little bit. But I had a user submission. I got a text message from a longtime listener, first-time caller, as he says.
Nice.
And he said, I hope you guys can talk about this because I keep reading all this stuff about the greatest comeback of all time. And his example was Mario Lemieux and came back from cancer.
And
absolutely lit the league up.
Yeah.
He played like in 80 some games and had like 1.75 points per game. He would have played an entire season. It would have been 150 points, which is true. And I know Harv's got one that probably would be the greatest comeback of all time, but
this isn't even the greatest golf comeback of all time. Like, it's amazing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from Tiger Woods, but when Ben Hogan got in that head-on collision, like broke his pelvis, broke his legs,
ribs,
internal injuries, almost died, and then won the U.S. Open the next year, like within a year from
that's pretty crazy.
Like, that's insane. This was a 5-year process. Don't get me wrong, it's amazing.
Yep.
But it ain't the greatest comeback of all time.
No.
And that's the other thing is you can talk about it as, okay, it's not the greatest comeback of all time, but it's the greatest golf comeback of all time. And then you hear the Ben Hogan thing, it's like,
oopsies. I wouldn't say that. I mean, it is up there for one of the greatest sports moments of all time.
Sports moments.
Oh, I think sports we can all moments. Agree. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I don't know what else you put up there. Red Sox finally breaking the curse. And
or if we're talking comebacks as in like team comebacks, there's
28-3.
Coming back from 3 down in a best of 7 series is
3-0
up there.
Oh, right? There you're going 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that one too, yeah.
I mean, we got to talk about when the Leafs are up 3-0 on the Bruins and then 4-0 in game 7 and blew that one a few years ago. Yeah. We're talking comebacks, right?
Yeah. That one was enjoyable.
There's so many. I think it just the biggest part is that it involved lots of them. So well, I'm just thinking as far as Tiger Woods, from where he was to like the absolute fall from grace that he had to somehow picking up all the pieces and putting them back together and winning, like you were the biggest sports figure on the planet and your life literally fell apart, and then you went through all these surgeries. You went into hiding essentially because he lived such a public life.
It was just last year that he was so like messed up on pills that he didn't know what state he was in.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And this guy's like, he's just the, built just
the
to
fact
win.
That like it basically stopped the world of sports to watch on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, NFL Sunday.
Nobody was watching like, Chiefs 49ers.
Hey, I was watching Chiefs Niners.
Like think and about like back and forth. Fitzgerald stopping his media coverage on Thursday.
Yes.
And like Serena Williams tweeting about it, and like these huge superstars from other sports basically
in awe of this athlete.
Yeah. Speaking of Serena, greatest comeback of all time, maybe.
Yes. I mean, she's.
I mean, any woman that's ever been pregnant would probably agree with that.
Yeah. But it's just like this guy.
Almost died, too.
Almost died.
Yeah.
But she hasn't won since.
Yeah. No, but she's been to a couple finals.
Yeah. Yeah. She'll get there. She'll get there.
Yeah.
But it's just. He stops sports. Like, athletes are in awe of him, and he's the GOAT.
Well, even without the comeback and broken back and fused back and whatever, where did he start? 2017, the FedEx Cup rankings, like 1300.
Yep. 1298, I think.
Second?
To two.
Yeah. And he went from, what was he, 398 in the world golf rings when he played his first tournament this year? And now I think he's up to 13.
No, I think nobody gets 18.
18
or 16 or something.
Uh oh.
Uh oh.
Uh oh. Ring it. Okay, I'll find it. You guys can continue.
And I mean, he was one defy the laws of physics bounce away from winning the whole thing.
Yeah, he was a Rory McIlroy even par round away from winning the whole thing.
Yeah, that's true too.
Because Rory shoots even par, he's in the top five. Rose is sixth.
Yeah, and that's the Tiger effect.
Yeah,
Tiger made Rory crumble, which actually hurt his case.
Yeah,
but also, Rose doesn't hit a very good shot into 18 and gets a bounce that should 99 times out of 100, that's bouncing straight right into the bunker.
Yeah,
a bunker that no one got up and down from all day.
How about him absolutely dicking that drive down the middle? Like, way past anyone else's.
Yeah, that was like 10 yards past Rory, and Rory was smoking everyone in the field.
He hit it so far, it almost went in the water.
It went into that rough. Yeah. It was like down, sitting down, so that's why I think he hit kind of a low.
Yep.
Yeah, like knuckle liner. Yeah.
Ring the bell, I was right. He is 13th in the world.
Oh, wow.
Tiger Woods is up to 13th.
I'm not going to ring it because he got it right.
Yeah, I was just hoping for...
We know it now. You don't need to ring it.
Oh, well, fair enough. Now, another very important topic that we need to talk about is now that Tiger's won, what happens to his girlfriend?
I don't know. He's going to Paris.
He's going to Paris. She's got to be nervous.
I didn't even know they were still dating.
One thing that happens, she's making sure there's no pancake houses near the hotel. He's going to slip back in old Waffle House.
Yeah. Denny's. No Denny's, nothing.
Perkins.
No Perkins.
Lots of crepes over there.
Lots of crepes, yeah. But, I mean, DJ's number one in the world. So, oddly enough, Paulina's heading over there. whether it's with him or because Tiger's going over there, who knows? But they got to be nervous. She's got to be nervous.
Well, you got to think Brooks is nervous too then.
Brooks, yeah. We all see how she looked at Tiger and how Tiger looked at her, but
We should have done a Power Rankings Ryder Cup Girlfriends edition.
Ooh. One of my favorite parts of the Ryder Cup is the honeys following everyone around. But
DJ's probably number one, but
Power Rankings. I mean, she might not be
up there.
Allison. Yeah. Lost in all the hubbub, we should talk about some other notable finishes.
Well, Justin Rose.
Yeah, he's probably talking about Justin Rose. Cashed a big old check.
He went second, fourth in the last three FedEx tournaments.
That'll get you in there.
I mean, I didn't win one, but...
The best part of it was how he apologized to the camera.
That was the best,
Just legged that putt up there, and he's like, sorry, guys, I had to do
it. I want $10
million. Yeah, I want $10 million.
I couldn't intentionally miss a two-inch putt for you guys. Sorry, I guess I'm going to take this big check.
Although on his lag putt, we'll have to get used to it. And it actually, him doing that fist pump and looking at the crowd got me, it literally took me back to President's Cups, Ryder Cups, because Rose does that all the time where he just looks in the direction of whoever he's playing with or his partner in the Ryder Cups and does that like fist pump thing.
I love it, actually.
I let you guys. He does it all the time. Weird pre-putt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the fingers? The finger thing?
Yeah.
What is he doing there?
I think it's like a new style plumb bob style.
The way he marks his ball too, I don't like.
So he kind of sees the...
Oh yeah, how he puts his marker behind it, walks around or whatever, the ball's just sitting there and then picks up the marker. It doesn't make any sense.
No, if it rolls, then he doesn't.
Yeah. Always... But
that's
he played well.
That exaggerated practice swing he does, or over exaggerated big make sure he's coming down through the ball thing he does is a little weird too, but
and
you can't argue with the results.
To when you talk about 2-2-4, he went 2-2-4 and lost the number one ranking in the world.
Yeah.
That's how close him and DJ are right now. Yeah, yeah, him and DJ are. DJ's finished 3, he finished 4.
Tied for 4th, yeah.
And moves up.
Yeah.
I don't know what DJ finished last week that he fell out, but Rose was 2nd, obviously. So
it just speaks volumes of how consistent he was all year, because he only won 2 tournaments. One was in the silly season, last October.
I think it was his first tournament of the year.
And then... I can't remember the other one, Memorial or...
Houston. Shell Open.
No.
Fort Worth.
Poulter won the Houston Open.
Oh. Either way, 1-2.
Because that funny Connor guy was making fun of it.
Mm. Yeah.
If you haven't seen Connor's sketches, those impressions,
you should check it out. Search them out.
His Tiger impression, quite good.
Is the Ryder Cup thing parodying Anchorman was pretty great.
Oh,
and then the Stars React to Tiger's win was... The Matthew McConaughey thing was like bang on. You're a blind guy.
Yeah.
You think that's Matthew McConaughey?
Is Ian Poulter's bang on too?
Yeah. Ian Poulter, his Tiger's pretty damn good too. When he does that shudder laugh.
I get a kick out of his Bubba too.
Mm. Oh, he's Bubba, he's just crying.
Pretty easy, just start crying.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
Yeah.
We get to see Bubba in his high tops this weekend, the G4s high tops, but. We'll get to the Ryder Cup. We still got to do a Ryder Cup preview.
We needed to talk about on this.
We got a lot to talk about. Billy Horschel.
Greatest.
You said in your article, maybe if we have to start calling Bill, Will, William, something, so this guy can get some respect.
Yeah,
he's won the FedEx Cup before. Won the FedEx Cup before. Finished T2. Damn near won it again.
Yeah.
And just like...
His pants were ridiculous, but that's...
They kept showing him make birdies, and it's just like, oh, another birdie for Horschel. Don't pay any attention.
Yeah.
Don't look at this guy at all. He's just climbing the standings.
Yeah, and he won that team event. What was it, Zurich Classic?
Yep.
Who was his teammate in
that? Perez.
Pat Perez, right.
They did not win.
They lost.
They lost because Perez missed that putt on the last hole.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But he also took...
They lost to Cam Smith.
Yeah,
or no, was that the year before?
No, it was the year before.
Okay.
No, that's a big fact check you're making me do here.
Just check Zurich Open. We know they got second.
Yeah.
We'll just keep talking about Billy Horschel and how he's underrated.
He's so underrated.
He took a lot of anger out of that on that trap on that one hole.
One of the all-time best tantrums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When guy misses a sand shot and then just starts plowing into the sand. One of my favorite things to do is when you swing and, like, when you get in any type of tantrum, whether it's strikeout in baseball, golf, I don't know, with a rake, anything. When you swing and you hit down first, and then you make sure you hit it on the way back with the backswing, so you're getting like the double angle. I love doing that. It's one of all. The backhand is more satisfying than the forehand smack.
I just twist it and just chop it down like an axe.
You actually had dug it in. Funny story on hole 8 today. Me and Bruno went out golfing. He slammed his putter so hard into the ground after doubling that it stuck. You could not see the putter head anymore. He put his putter head into the soft fringe.
Luckily, I thought I broke it, actually.
It was off the green, but I couldn't see the putter head anymore.
No.
It was
took me 10 minutes to clean all the dirt off of it.
Yikes.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, he had an all-time fall apart.
I mean, that's... Yeah. I like that... Tantrum, like, that's fine. You can get mad. You can do that compared to, like, what Thomas Peters does, where he just shatters clubs over his neck and his knee. Like,
yeah, he broke a putter.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. That might be taking it a little far.
I like when guys throw them into the water.
That's always a fun tantrum to witness.
When guys just take their whole bag and chuck them in.
So, cool story. Pat Perez missed that putt. To lose the Zurich Classic, but he was not on Horschel's team. Horschel and Scott Piercy won. Because Pat Perez missed that. So Horschel did win. Because I remembered that so well because Piercy was such a quiet guy and Horschel was way over the top. It's like, how are these guys even together? Yeah. But so there you go.
Fun fact, we talked about how great Finau was all year. JT, Brooks, Bubba. Billy Horschel finished ahead of all of them in the FedEx standings.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, this helped this week, but...
Yeah.
But, it resets the points.
I mean, he still was ninth going in. It's not like he came out of nowhere.
He moved up to fifth.
Yeah. Like, I mean, speaking of Bubba and Phil and Patrick Reed, they had
the dream show. The dream bottom three
for Harv, yeah.
Yeah. Brooks.
I don't like seeing Brooks Phil last.
Brooks has had some serious tank jobs. He was 26th, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
But Reed, Bubba, and Phil... 28, 29, 30. Yeah. Like, that
Kevin
is...
Kevin Nall was 25th. Like,
you can't get much...
And Bryson stunk.
Bryson stunk too little too late for Bryson. Yeah. He almost came roaring back and ruined it for Tiger.
Yeah, because he only had to be inside 15th.
Tied 15th, and I think he finished 16 or 17.
Wouldn't that have been something if all those other things happened, Tiger won, and then Bryson ended up sneaking in, like, 14th?
Yeah, the backdoor FedEx Cup win with a 14th. That would have been horrific.
You would have been just...
It really would have taken... It's one thing to lose to Rose and that, but to lose to Bryson when he gets 14th? About taking the energy out of
next year, there won't be that with the new system, but...
Yeah, a little bit. I'm excited for those listeners. Harv did an interesting article on what it would have been like next year. Rose still would have won, but Tiger would have been in a three-way tie. And I think it just changes, like, I like it because you know where you start right off the hop.
Well, it takes all the math out of it, right? Like, that guy with the
software
on NBC just hit
like
that
the election. It's like we're at the election. Here's what we project the votes will be.
Changed every second hole depending on, like, everything, whereas really you only got to watch the last few groups Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and they would do it so that they restart every round, which was the great part about this tournament is... The second round, you already went, the leaders go out last, which was nice to see.
Mm-hmm. But in this format, didn't really matter, because Bryson went out early.
Yeah, shot a good round. Can you imagine what would have happened if weather would have been a factor? And the guys going out early could somehow win the FedEx Cup, because the guy's going out late, who still would win the tournament. Not like unlike other tournaments, but the FedEx Cup part plays a huge role in this, where... Bryson had shot 4-under in the morning in what could have been way better conditions and wins the FedEx Cup because he went out in the morning. Doesn't win the tournament.
It's not that far ahead.
But, like, it's still, guys. In the article, it said DJ missed the short putt on 18 and Tiger missed that putt on 18. If they both would have made it with the new format, it would have been a three-way tie
for
a playoff for the FedEx Cup. Yeah. Would have been insane.
And Tiger, I mean, he kind of wanted to make that putt for the crowd, but he didn't care. He just wanted to leg it up.
Yeah, right? I think that's the big point for next year. It puts into play potential playoffs for the FedEx Cup.
Yes.
Which would be incredible.
Yeah.
Whereas this, there might be a playoff for the tournament, but Rose would, say Tiger bogeys somehow. Him and Horschel could have been in a playoff. Rose already won the FedEx Cup. They're just playing for the Tour Championship.
There could be a playoff for the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup at the same time.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Do one first and then the other, or what?
I think the winner gets both.
Because it could be different guys, though.
Next year? Not next year.
Oh, right. Because it's just a score.
You're winning the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup. Which I think is why they went to three tournaments? Just because the final tournament, the winner wins? Because technically you don't need the Tour Championship.
I think it's a separate tournament. Give these guys a break. Like right now, even guys who aren't playing the Ryder Cup only have a week off.
Well, and they're moving the schedule up with the players being in March. Some guys didn't even start. They played like one or two tournaments. Yeah. Houston right before the Masters in end of March. Now they're playing tournaments in February to get ready for the players. Mm-hmm. So making them start earlier, give them time off.
Still a weird system. Like Bryson wins two tournaments, beats 150 guys and then 100 guys. Tiger beats 30 guys and finishes ahead of them. I mean, or 29 guys, but it's about winning the right ones. Yes.
Those 30 guys proved it based on their performance all year.
They're the best 30 guys.
They were in the same tournaments that Bryson's won, though, too, as well as 100 other guys.
I know, but what I'm saying is, people keep saying that Tiger won a 30-man tournament. Sure, but in order to get into that 30-man tournament, you had to beat 1,400 players or whatever it was, with consistency.
Yeah.
Granted, Patton Kizzire was in there.
I was just going to say, they had to be 29 guys at the top of their game and Patton Kizzire. Or 28.
Who did really well in the early part of the season, in which none of those guys were playing.
But he did finish last or 30th this year under this format. But if they used next year's format, he would have been like 24th.
Yeah.
Phil would have been last. Just wanted to point that out. But,
Phil's asking for strokes from Tiger now, hey?
Yeah, hilarious.
He might need four aside. Like, he wants one aside, right? Yeah.
What did he lose? He lost by, what, 25 shots?
He was plus 13. Tiger was minus 11.
Yeah. 24 shots.
Yeah. It was 27 at one point. He was plus 15
Did not look like Phil Mickelson to me. And, I mean, I'm not a big Phil Mickelson fan, but, like, he couldn't hit flop shots close. He couldn't putt at all. Like, he made no putts outside of 5 feet all week. No. Like, it just didn't look like him.
What happens if people are paying $25 and Tiger rolls them 10-8?
Well, didn't Tiger roll one of the other ones? Like, he rolled someone, was it Sergio or Duval or something, that he beat like 8-7 or something like that.
Yeah. But it very well could happen the way they're playing right now. Tiger might actually have to just fire a few OB just to concede a hole. Hit a bad tee shot and concede the hole.
Yeah, I think Phil figures it out.
I think Tiger wants to beat him 10-8.
Tiger will be tired.
Yeah, but we'll see. Before we wrap up and get into the Ryder Cup, one other thing I wanted to talk about is Webb Simpson and Hideki Matsuyama finished T4 with Rose in this tournament. And I think I saw one shot combined of those two guys. And I watched 4 to 5 hours.
I don't think they showed Webb Simpson on Sunday at all.
They didn't.
Yeah.
I think they might have shown one par 3 shot. Might have been Saturday, though.
Thursday, when I saw that at the end, I thought that might have been a typo. I'm like, how's Webb Simpson 4?
Yeah. I had no idea. For the Tiger fans, the coverage was awesome. You saw every single shot. But for everyone else that doesn't like Tiger, it was like, show me some of the other guys. But
unfortunately,
he was the thing. He was up by 4 shots.
All of Rory's shots.
Oh, and then they got to the point where Rory was collapsing, and he would like walk by in the corner of the camera, and they'd like slightly move the camera so that you couldn't see him walking. It's like, oh yeah, there's someone else playing with Tiger today.
and he stinks. The final pairing jinx that that guy has right now. I don't know who he pissed off in the golf god world, but does he suck in final pairings.
Yeah, they better not. Thomas Bjorn better not put him in the last pairing for the four ball.
No, he's got to be a middle guy. He's a middle guy. Yeah. Like, he ain't first singles. And he ain't last. He's a middle guy. Yeah.
For singles. Anyway, unbelievable tournament. So happy to be back. Cannot wait for next year to start to see how Tiger does if he's finally here. One thing before we get into the Ryder Cup, I did want to say a big shout out to Adam Svensson, Roger Sloan, and Ben Silverman, the three Canadian boys who picked up their PGA Tour cards via the web.com standings and final tournament.
Yep.
Three more Canadians to follow next year. Good time for Canadian golf.
Well, Silverman had played a few tournaments this year.
Right? Oh, yeah, quite a few.
He was in 18,
but
I think.
But those other two, I don't think played many at all.
They didn't play any. Yeah. They were only web.com guys. Oh. And then Hearn and Connors are still limited status next year. So they can play up to, like, Hearn was limited this year and was in 21 tournaments.
Yeah.
So he's in. And then you still got Matt Hughes, Nick Taylor,
Mike Weir.
Well, we're going to see Weir twice. Well, obviously, we're Adam Hadwin. Two, 3 times.
Yeah.
Adam Hadwin.
He's relevant.
And hopefully, DeLette's back.
Yeah.
Mike Weir's relevant. He finished with 2 FedEx points this year. Yeah.
2 FedEx points and $5,700. So, before we get into the Ryder Cup, I just want to say I forgot at the start. I was so amped up with Tiger. Want to say thanks to Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com, for sponsoring the pod yet again. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 15% off your order.
Should we talk about that tournament they put on this weekend?
The Player Cup.
Oh my goodness.
Did they actually go through with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So and the winning score was like minus 18.
18. Two days. But
two-man scramble with the Legends. That's in the snow and cold. That's still pretty good golf.
Yeah. Got to give it up to the guys that played in it because they had 72 teams or whatever in it.
I don't know what they did.
72
golfers. If they had like something cleaning the snow off, because when they showed the pick before the tournament, it was covered in snow.
Yeah.
And then they had like a after pick and like that snow didn't melt throughout that day Saturday, like you guys were driving, like
I was working up there and it was not melting.
There was crazy. No snow but on the course,
but good for them, good turnout. I mean, the one that they had in Carstairs, Alberta, the 2 weeks before that was a little bit better, a little warmer, but yeah, good for them, good for the guys showing up to play in that. But Player Cup, now it's time for Ryder Cup. It's Ryder Cup week. Better start chatting about some bold predictions. It's at Le Golf National in Paris. Habs fan Frenchie over here. USA with a 26-13 all-time record.
I can't believe that. Europe's won
six of the last eight.
Since 99 there.
Which is crazy when you think at one point it was 24-7 then.
Yeah.
Whew, they've come a long way. I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. Like, the U.S. has a stacked team, but
even again
this week, Brooks, Reed, Bubba, and Phil were the bottom four.
Yep. And who else do they have? Like Spieth's not playing that great.
Ricky
Bryson's kind of shaky right now.
Ricky, JT, Tony's. Tiger, DJ, Finau are all playing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of 50-50, so it's really going to depend on getting the pairs right.
That's right.
Putting the guys together that need to go together if USA is going to set chats. Because Europe, they could be playing like shit right now, but it don't matter. It's at home.
It's a very tight course. There's rough. There's water. You cannot spray the ball off the tee.
Alex Noren, who's on Team Europe, won here this year.
That's right.
Course.
Yeah.
I think Sergio plays like Sergio of the Ryder Cup, I think Europe's going to win.
Oh, yeah.
If
Sergio plays well, they're going to win by a mile, I think.
Because he's going to get in the first match for sure, the first four out, just to see, because he's such a force. And if he keeps playing good, they'll run him out for five matches. And Poulter. Like, Poulter's playing four matches.
I bet they pair him with, like, with Olsson or Hatton
I was wondering if they were going to go Sergio and Poulter and just go...
Well, maybe, yeah.
Those two, the guys to get everyone fired up. It's amazing how Poulter just drives that entire tournament.
He's 12-3 in Ryder Cup matches.
Yeah. Not only is he good, though, but like when you watch, he gets the crowd amped up so much. Yeah. It's just crazy. I mean, he loves, as we saw when he won, he loves the two, the Frank the Tank, the Frank the Tank, chest pounding, double fist.
Oh, yeah. He
loves it. But
and I mean that's the thing, like Europe, like those guys get fired up. I mean, as much as I hate Patrick Reed, he's like the answer to Ian Poulter for the States. Like he's
I think Bryson's gonna be one of those guys.
Annoying goof, but he can get them fired up.
I've been watching that highlight of Rory and Patrick Reed's, the one where Rory hits the long putt and just tries to get all of the crowd fired up, and then Reed jars that 15, 20 footer right after and gives him the finger wag. Yeah. I hate cheering for Patrick Reed, though.
So don't.
Well,
what do you mean?
I guess he could lose his matches.
You say it like you I have to cheer for
Patrick. He's on the team.
You're cheering for the States?
Oh, I'm definitely cheering for the States. Oh, boy. You're cheering for Europe?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
What? Are you from the U.S. or what?
No, but I like them a lot better.
Who do you like? You like Tiger. That's it.
I like Tiger. I like DJ.
Yeah, you like a few guys.
I like JT. I love Ricky. JT, okay. Spieth, meh.
I don't know.
I don't have anything against Finau. I mean...
The three or four duds on their team just make them not...
I get it.
Not worth cheering for.
I get it. I'm definitely cheering for the U.S.
What are we thinking for some guaranteed pairings?
Well,
based on the practice rounds, it sounds like Phil and Reed, Tiger and Bryson.
Which, why are they splitting up Reed and Spieth? They're like 7-1 or something like that.
I think they got...
Were they putting JT?
DJ.
DJ? DJ, Spieth, JT. Who's JT going to go with?
JT and Ricky, I think.
Oh, yeah. JT and Ricky, yeah. And then the other ones will be...
Webb and Bubba will probably...
Webb and Bubba for sure.
Finau and Brooks probably then.
Finau and Brooks, bombers. Hopefully they can find a few fairways.
But why are they playing Reed with Phil?
Yeah. I don't know.
Try to get
Spark. I have a feeling Phil's playing one. So it goes four ball, where all four guys have a ball. And then the foursomes, which is essentially alternate shot. Morning, four ball. Afternoon foursomes. I bet you Phil goes out one day Friday, not at all Saturday, and then on Sunday for his match.
Well, yeah.
Unless so I think Phil gets one foursome match and then his singles, and he might be like second to last group hoping that they've already won the thing. So I don't think the Reed-Phil thing really matters because he's only getting one of the four.
Every point matters. Every match matters.
Mm. I mean, it can always change. Cold. I bet it can always change mid-tournament, right, if someone gets hot. But I think Furyk's going to pull a Harv and ride the horses,
Tiger plays? Who do you think every plays match but one?
That's what I was gonna ask. Who are the five matchers? There's not that doesn't happen very often.
DJ,
Ricky. He's good.
Thomas, I think.
Ricky's gets five. Be the guys I think get five.
Yeah,
but I don't think you're running out Brooks for five. I don't think you're running out Tiger for five.
Yeah. Tiger, if he goes 2-0, if he goes 2-0 on Friday, because they're probably running him out twice on Friday, 2-0 on Friday, he might go out in the morning.
But then might give him afternoon.
Might give him afternoon rest.
He ain't going more than four. I don't think.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But did you Europe get any five guys?
Rose is 100% a five round guy. Yeah.
Fleetwood could be.
Poulter could be if he's on.
Nah. I think they'll rest him a bit. He's a bit older.
Rory could be a five guy.
Yeah. Literally the only bad part about the Ryder Cup this week is the time.
Yes.
They tee off at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
In Saskatchewan.
Sucks.
Like, it stinks.
Yeah. Did you see change for the foursomes where you can change the ball on every hole?
Oh, really? So whoever tees off's ball?
No, that's what I thought. It's whoever hits the second shot ball they're going to use.
That's how it should be. The approach shot is more important.
Because everyone can
hit a ball with a driver, but they were saying that the different types of balls, guys...
That's what they use
messes them up more if it doesn't have the trajectory that they...
So if player B hits from the fairway and goes in the sand, then the other person has to use that ball.
Same ball.
You got to declare the ball on the tee. When you use for that one.
Oh, they can't switch it out on the greens
and
either?
And it's tee-offs. Like, alternate shots, tee-offs. So one guy has odd holes, one guy's got even holes.
Yeah.
So,
and they were saying that
there's a lot of strategy to think about there.
And there's eight different balls on Team USA.
Yeah,
eight different balls.
Well, stupid Phil using a Callaway.
Phil uses a Callaway. DJ's the only guy using TaylorMade. Tiger and Bryson use Bridgestone, but they're different.
Yeah,
and then the other four
are all
Pro
Titleist.
Bs.
Yeah,
but they were saying just even though it's an X and a non-X. One X to another guy's X might be different.
Really?
Like they have custom
balls now. Getting a little bit.
That's crazy.
That's like putting dew on balls.
Yeah. Bryson will be spraying other guys' balls in the driving range. Get the fuck out of here, Bryson. Like, jeez, man. Get your squirt bottle away from my range, Ty.
Imagine Tiger just...
He's something else, but... Yeah, so I guess...
I mean, they're getting paired together, right?
Yeah, they're definitely getting paired together, but I was just going to say, I guess the only way to do this is tape at... when we're sleeping, and then wake up, see, I'm probably going to check the scores to find out what matches I should pay attention to, and then just, I can fast forward, or
yeah,
try to find some highlights, because otherwise...
Well, they'll be showing it all day.
They will, but there's no way I can not look at the scores.
Yeah.
But I mean, the good news is that you can wake up at 6 a.m. and watch 2 hours of it, and then I'm talking... It's only on Friday, so there's only one work day in here. Might have to book it off.
Yeah.
For the pod, yeah. For the cause.
Sunday. I mean, we talked US NFL pairings. Starts. We have not touched on European pairings whatsoever.
No. Well, we'll let the resident Euro fan over here talk to us about the team.
Wow, who are you cheering for, Harv?
I'm really He's on the
Team
fence,
USA.
He's not Team
100%
USA.
USA.
No. I mean, I'd like to see Europe win. I think it just seems cooler when Europe wins. To me.
Yeah.
Like the last time
it's almost like the home team.
How are they the underdogs playing at home this year?
Yeah. With
the States
team.
Haven't won there since 93.
I do think I'll give you a tiny little bit. I will somewhat enjoy Europe doing well, but I don't want them to win.
But well, you want it to be close, obviously.
Yeah, I want it to be as close as I want it to be 14.5.
You want it to come down to the last match and for Tiger to win and fist pump.
You think he's the anchor? No, he'll go like third to last to try to slam the door.
He might go first.
Nah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
Bryson.
Know.
Yeah, Bryce could be first. Fino could be for Fino. Nah.
European pairings, you could go with the countries. I mean, you could go Stenson, Norn.
Fleetwood, Rose.
Could.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful group. Well, you got Casey there too, Hatton. Molinari, I'm not sure who you pair him with. I predicted they'd pair him with Norrin in my article.
Yeah,
but
Norrin, yeah.
That'd be a pretty underrated but good team.
Like, who are you putting Roy with? Like, probably like a Hatton or a...
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah,
or an Olsson even. I think they might even put him with Olsson.
Stenson going to get one round, you think?
Yeah.
He'll get one and then
he could catch fire, though.
I'm just curious if he's still ailing.
Do you put the crazy Spaniards together? Garcia and Rom.
I bet they will. Oh. I think they will for sure.
Garcia and Rom, the
big
ring. I think
for sure that's one pairing.
Yeah. Well.
And it could
good
be
luck.
Good.
It could be good. They could win by five or lose by five.
10-8. Can't wait to see that.
Poulter being. I don't know who Poulter's going to go with.
Yeah, I could see him maybe going with like a Casey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Poulter, Casey. Yeah.
But Casey just doesn't seem. He's the calming influence in that group, but.
I mean, I love Paul Casey ever since, what was that, like 2006 when he hit that walk-off hole-in-one to like win the Ryder Cup, like clinch the last point.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
So, does Europe decide who faces who for the singles? Because they're at home?
I don't know if it's home. I think it switches.
Or you just put out your order.
I think USA has to put out their order first, and then Europe gets to...
match, but is it for every round? I thought they did 2-2, and then singles was the... was the home side, but it might be home side every time, and that's the advantage. That's a tough one to fact check, but looks, he's reaching for the bell over there.
Probably fact check.
Yeah,
we got to know.
Yeah,
the listeners.
That's
have
a huge
to know.
Advantage.
All right. Okay.
I don't know if it's.
So if
it might, I don't know how it works. Maybe they alternate back and forth on the singles.
While I'm looking this up, you guys can talk about the ridiculous power rankings that PGA Tour came out with.
First of all, why are you having power rankings for the Ryder Cup, anyways?
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean,
I don't get it. Who were they? What were the rankings?
It's Rose first, then Reed, then Rory, then two other guys, then Tiger sixth.
I mean, I think DJ's fifth or something like that.
Yeah, and I think Molinari was up there, maybe?
Yeah, Molinari was... DJ and Molinari were definitely fourth and fifth. I don't know which was which, but... Is Molinari a Ryder Cup rookie?
Molinari's going to go undefeated this Ryder Cup.
I think so, eh?
I mean, he could, but I don't know. I think they might put Molinari with Rory. Like, just that calming
maybe, presence. Yeah.
Like, because he's rarely crooked, and he's
a
par-making machine. The guy doesn't bogey, really.
Yeah. To me, the pairings for the four-ball doesn't really matter as much as the foursomes. Like, who you're paired with for alternate shot is huge.
Big time.
Compared to just, our low scores are going against your low score. I mean, anyone could...
Yeah, that's who can make the... Who's going to make the lucky birdie?
Who's going to make the birdies, basically. You have one or two blow-up bad holes, doesn't matter.
As long as your partner's good.
Yeah.
That's why I think... That's where I think Rory and Molinari will be paired, because Molinari will par them to death, and if Rory gets on,
yeah,
he make him birdies.
Yeah.
But USA will probably come back with DJ and Spieth or something to battle that one. Ooh, yeah.
So if... The States put out Tiger and this, well, obviously everyone's playing in the singles, but if Bjorn has a choice of which Euro to face Tiger, who's he going with? Just like some dud? Like one of his bottom guys, or is he going like head on Rory Tiger?
Well, I think it'd be Rose Tiger, if anything.
Rose Tiger.
But
maybe Stenson? Just like
I think it depends. Like if it's close, I don't think you can go power on power. I think you have to go and get your points.
Yeah, that's right.
And hope that your lower end guys...
You put Justin Rose against Phil just to secure that point? Or...
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So,
I hope you found
one,
it.
Part one, I cannot find it. But part two is the home captain does decide if four ball or four sums are first or second.
Oh.
They actually do decide. So it's not necessarily four ball in the morning, foursomes in the afternoon. It's been one or the other, obviously.
Well, we'll
it
find out.
It used to be prior to 1979. So
we'll find out on the weekend, and we'll get back to it next week, I guess.
Zero chance I remember that.
I'm positive the visiting team has to lay out
who... Every time? I knew it's a matching thing. I just didn't know if it was every time or not. But... Anyway.
Well, it matters huge for the singles.
So, I guess what we should do is kind of give our predictions here, hey?
Yeah, are we done talking about it?
I think we should talk. We should talk about who we think is going to win. That's a topic in itself.
Okay.
So, prediction on team score and who's going to be the MVP?
Yeah. So
of each team or the winning team?
Yeah, each team.
Each team. Yeah. So
I'll go first.
You go first. All right.
I already made my prediction on our beautiful website there.
Your article, Bronel's Ryder Cup preview will be
up. Oh, you didn't post it yet?
Oh. No, on Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
Day before.
So you're going to find out right now who I think is going to
win. All right, okay.
I'm going with the team that's won six of the last eight in every home event since 93. Europe, 15 and 13.
15 and 13, eh?
Yep.
Just enough. Close one. Just enough.
Yeah, my MVP for Europe is going to be Molinari.
Undefeated, you said.
Yeah.
And US?
Oh, that's a tough one. I don't know. What is MVP? They win the most matches, I guess? Like,
gain the most points for
your
team.
Gain the most points for your team?
Sure.
Okay.
Because, I mean, a guy can go 0-5 and get 2.5
I was going to pick Webb Simpson, but he's going to be paired with Bubba probably, so...
Nah.
I'm going to go... I'll leave some other guys for you guys. I'm going to pick... Tony Finau.
Finau, Molinari, and 15 and 13 Europe.
Yeah. Because Finau is getting paired with Brooks, is it?
Probably.
That's
the Bombers.
I mean, they'll have more practice all over tomorrow,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're in a couple hours from now. Yeah. But...
Yeah. That's
all right.
It.
Well, I'll go next. This is way too easy.
Well, you're going.
I'll go MVP of the Team USA first, Tiger Woods. 4-0-0. 4-0-0, Tiger Woods.
Kate.
I got Team USA winning 15.5, 12.5. It's going to be over early on Sunday.
That's not bad, yep.
15.5, well, yeah, I could. I'm going to say they're going to concede the rest to get to 12. Like, it's going to be a bloodbath.
But if that's the case, it won't get to 15.5. They only need 14.
Yeah, they'll probably get to 14.5 and concede the rest. Ooh, good call. 14.5.
Harv's on point tonight.
Well, they actually technically, U.S. only needs to get to 14.
Yeah, they only need 14.
They just need to tie it. So as soon as they get to 14, it's over. Well, that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go Team USA 14. 14-14, I'm calling it, just for that reason. Changing it. I'm amending. I actually think they want to wipe the floor with them, though. But anyway, 14-14, that's what I'm calling.
14-14.
Yeah, because you have to win the Ryder Cup. So 14, yep. I'm going to say that you're going to win it.
You're doing that.
Win it, concede the rest, like Harv said. Thanks, Harv.
And your European?
Tiger Woods, Euro, I'm going to go with Paul Casey.
Okay.
Wow.
Although I don't think Paul Casey plays more than 3 matches, so that might be tough.
Well, he might be goes undefeated.
All right. No, Harv.
The one everyone's waiting for. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, DJ's going to break the tie here.
DJ's in it.
Europe, 14.5. USA, 13.5.
To win it.
Another
to
win close the
Ryder
one.
Cup, yeah. It's going to be close.
Man, I hope it comes out.
Like, everyone's
final
talking
match
about the U.S. team. This is the best European team ever.
Maybe, yeah.
They're really good.
Up like, there.
For, like, from guy number 1 to guy number 12, like, normally Europe has, like, a turd on there or a couple that you've never heard of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could argue
Chris Wood was on their last team.
Yeah, you could argue Tyrrell's the
Tyrrell's played really good this year.
I know, but he's the only guy that the Fringe fan might not know. Everyone else they know.
Yeah, exactly. And MVPs, Team Europe, I'm going to go Ian Poulter. And Team USA,
All right, move on, DJ. Let's go.
It's a real toss-up between a couple guys here. Justin Thomas.
Yeah, JT, your old horse.
I can't believe it.
He
did
JT,
it.
JT, he did it. Didn't. He left me DJ, but
it
Tiger's
might,
winning
it.
That,
it so. Might, maybe that's an emotional hedge. I'm okay with DJ being MVP at the end of the day.
Really, all you want is Paulina to be there in his corner.
Well, I mean, I don't want him to go through a divorce.
All right. Well, before we finish up,
I had one more thing.
Okay.
There's 8 turnovers on the European team.
8 of 12.
Danny Willett, Chris Wood, Rafa Bayo, Andy Sullivan, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer, and Thomas Peters were all on the last team.
No like, wonder they got
Lee
rolled.
Westwood was on the team.
No wonder they got rolled.
Lee Westwood was going to make the team this year until he said he didn't want to be on it. He was going to be a captain's pick.
Yep.
Wow.
And he said, nope, I'll be a vice captain and let someone else play. I've played in like 15 of these or whatever he's played in.
Pass. Yeah. No GMAC, hey?
No. Come on.
Probably... Iron in his collars.
Great candidate for Where Are They Now?
Oh, yeah. Where Are They Now? New feature coming up soon. Anyway, before we hit the clubhouse, you should update us on the picks from last week.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Just quick pick recap. Yeah.
Harv won again. It's 14th week win.
Enough said.
Finished the season 14-8-7. Gronel finished second with 8. Yeah, DJ third, Rory 7th. Aaron Wise, 15th. Not bad. 8 average in a 30-man field.
Is that the lowest ever?
It's a 30-man field. I had a 10 average in a full field once. So.
What did you have? Higher or lower than 8?
What did you have in this 30-man field, your average?
Well, I went with the old emotional hedge. Bryson, 19.
It worked.
Reed, 28. Not 25. Average 24.
Your average 24, and there were 30 guys in the tournament.
Yeah.
Although, did you not, Harv, you had a 3-cut week one time.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
You for averaged 36. The absolute worst.
Yeah, for 36.
Oh, right. It was in the Pairs one. It was in the Zurich.
Yeah, 36 average with 3 miscuts.
Matty B had the winner. His first picked winner of the year, I believe. Mm. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
No, I think he's got one.
I think I have another one.
Ricky T.
Did he pick Bryce Carnett?
No, he didn't.
I didn't.
We've just been talking about that. Yeah.
DraftKings.
Ricky T7, Brooks T26 for an 11
the
average.
Brooks all-time sewer job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the worst.
Final season averages. Coming in third was Matty B, 40.72. Coming in second, Mr. DJ himself, Harv, 36.72. And I had the lowest with 36.69.03.
Wow.
And you lost.
And I 14, lost by 8, 6.
14-8-7.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
But the luck. Where is it?
They don't ask how, they ask how many.
Exactly.
Funny you mentioned Bryce Garnett and DraftKings. Can't wait. Honestly, cannot wait for Ryder Cup, but can't wait for post-Ryder Cup because the next season starts the following week. Next week's big episode.
That's Safeway Open, hey?
Safeway Open. Can't wait.
That one Tiger's skipping again.
Yeah. But we get the Ryder Cup, next week's Ryder Cup recap, season preview with some bold predictions. And I have a feeling we might have to have a new segment or an article or something like that called Marty B's DraftKings picks.
Well, you are doubling up every week from 3 to 6. Yeah. So
if you're looking to change your $3 into $6 on the regular, I got the picks just for you. Anyway, I can't wait for this weekend. Can't wait to talk about it again next week. Big shout out to everyone. Please subscribe. Tell your friends. Like us on Facebook.
Tiger's
all the,
back.
Do all the regular goofy social media shit. But until then, Tiger's back, 1,876 days. It's time to hit the clubhouse. Unfucking believable.